time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As I would say, this has almost been like chamber weather, you know, mm-hmm. once we got past the little cool down.
Right.
Springtime is here in the Lone Star State. And we're going to be talking about some opportunities to venture onto not often traveled waters.
Oh, waters less traveled.
Yes. Looking at our creeks, rivers, things of that nature.
Ah.
Obviously, the creeks and rivers all feed into our reservoirs. But just to get out and get away from the craziness. And there's going to be plenty of that this summer, you know.
Right.
Particularly if you're just wanting that tranquil time. Joining us is going to be Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas editor Brian Hughes, with some of his insights as to what's available around the Lone Star State. Plus, we've got some news on the economic impact of fishing and shooting.
Okay.
All right. Plus, we've got some news coming out of Austin. So, y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And when it comes to planning, here we are almost at the middle of April.
Uh-huh.
And people are looking ahead to what they're going to be doing between now and when school lets out and school resumes later in the summer. Let's take a look at some weather.
Look what he has in his hands, Bob.
What?
Yes.
No.
It's the yellow book, the Old Farmer's Almanac. Short version is it's going to be a hot, dry summer.
Mm.
For April, they've predicted that we're going to have temperatures 1 degree below average, which, you know, given the cooler weather, that's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And about a half inch below average on precipitation. May, 3 degrees above average with precipitation of 5 inches, which is about average, which is good. Okay. That'll maybe set the stage. Then June, 5 degrees above average, 2.5 inches below average precipitation-wise, statewide. July, 4 degrees above average, 1.5 inches below average on precipitation. August, 5 degrees above average in the north, 2 above in the south. Precipitation, 3 inches. That's 2 inches below average in the north and 3 inches above in the south.
Mm.
Okay, so, and then come September, 3 degrees above average and 1 inch below average on precipitation. It is not until we hit the 10th month of the year that we get back to average temperatures, but still 2.5 inches below average, and then we have to wait for the next edition.
Okay, and now they out there are also now starting to try to make us nervous with a higher than average hurricane season. Does Old Farmer's Almanac ever address hurricanes?
No.
Okay.
I mean, in their forecasting, they may mention something mm-hmm. about the possibility.
Right.
But looking at the entire Gulf of America basin, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, all sorts of things can come in.
Sure.
But no, as far as numbers and things of that nature, no, they really don't get into that. Southwick Corporation has done some great, great work over the years. And let me see if I can find it. I had it right here, Harold.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the impact that fishing and hunting has had. And here's the numbers.
Yes.
This is from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service 2022 National Survey of Fishing and Hunting and Wildlife Associated Recreation and GIS mapping software that basically studies the economics and spending of hunters, target shooters, and anglers. And recreational fishing, hunting, and target shooting certainly is an escape for many. But collectively, they support nearly 2.5 million jobs in the U.S., said Rob Southwick, president of Southwick Associates. Actions that impede Americans from enjoying these national pastimes or help to expand opportunities will be felt in all corners of the U.S. economy, was what he was saying. Beyond the economic impact, the outdoor activity play a role in conservation funding. And that's something many people tend to forget.
Right.
You know, through excise tax on gear and license purchases, sportsmen and women generate billions of dollars annually to support wildlife conservation and habitat restoration, ensuring the sustainability of natural resources for future generations. So keep on keeping on. There's so much to do, and here in the Lone Star State, I get tickled when I talk to people at shows or casual acquaintances, mm-hmm. and the questions just
yes.
come pouring out of their mouth, you mm-hmm. know, as to how, where, when, how do I do this, how do I get involved?
Right.
And first off, you can read Texas Outdoors Journal. You can listen to Texas Outdoor News Radio.
And you can subscribe.
And you can do that. Definitely. Definitely. You got any national news for
us? Well, yeah, going along with this, because so much money goes into all of those wonderful funds like the Pittman-Robertson Act from, you know, firearm sales, from National Shooting Sports and the FBI, the year-end data published by the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System shows 28,097,205 checks were logged in between January 1 and December 31, with the busiest single week being that of Black Friday, which saw 613,000 checks. National Shooting Sports Foundation analyzed the figures for last year, and after removing checks and rechecks for firearms permits, found that no less than 15,239,000 checks were for likely retail gun sales. Further, 2024 continued a now 65-month trend of consumers purchasing over 1 million firearms monthly. Going past the NICS data, the true number of guns sold nationwide is even higher, because this is because federal background check numbers don't include private person-to-person gun transfers in most states or cases where a carry permit is used as an alternative to the background check requirements of the 94 Brady Law, which allows the transfer of a firearm over the counter by a federal firearms license holder without first performing a NICS check.
All right. Looking ahead to summer and water sports, here's something of interest. For those of you that go paddling, whether it's kayaking, canoeing, paddleboard, warm weather certainly draws more outdoor enthusiasts to the water. It's a great way, and there are some regulations. First off, wearing a properly fitted life jacket, knowing the water conditions, and planning ahead can make all the difference. Texas law requires all paddlers to have a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket on board, and children under 13 must wear one at all times while paddling. Now, a couple of ways to approach this with these sit-on-top kayaks. If you're fishing lakes, obviously you can go upstream, and we're going to talk to Brian about that later, you know, and fish the shorelines and other structure, or slow down and fish a cove very thoroughly and just understand the way fish relate to structure, okay? On the coast, we've got a mixture of sand, hard sand bottoms, sand shell, and then the mud.
Okay.
Which is heart attack alley for those of us who've gotten older.
Especially me, when I used to have a lot more weight on me and my 6.5 size foot.
Yeah.
And I just, help, pull me out.
Well, what you can do is get a kayak and float over the top.
There you go.
Very stealthy, and get in some great, great fishing in close to the grass along the shoreline. Fun thing to do, and then you can get up into the pretty rivers in the hill country.
Ah, yes.
You know, and run those, and maybe catch you a Guadalupe bass.
There you go.
So, all right. You got anything else before we go to break?
No, we don't have time.
We don't have time? We don't have time. Folks, you all stick around as we've got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the Original Blind, VersaBlind, Towers, Tie-Downs, Accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the Blind lineup of products at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Ebar Feeds, two locations, one in Gonzales, the other Hallettsville. Gibson's in Kerrville. Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady. Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo. And Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Buna, the other in Koontz.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more good ones. Thursday slips to fair. Friday and next Saturday plunge to poor. Next Sunday rebounds to good. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will see this major feeding period of the day occurring from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. By Thursday and Friday, a major time shift occurs with game actively feeding from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. Next weekend, we see a major time shift occur with game becoming most active from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. On Saturday, April the 12th, we will have a full moon. On Sunday, April 20, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, on the coast, plan the weather. Whether it's the wind, whether it is the influence of a full moon that we have this weekend, whether it is increased tidal activity or just bait returning from the Gulf of America back into bays. These are all critical elements to fishing success. And Calcasieu, fishing's been good over there. Redfish obviously have been cooperative, but the speckled trout have certainly picked up. Sabine Lake, drum and sheephead have been caught around the Sabine Channel and the jetties on freelining shrimp. The Bolivar Peninsula, good fishing along the beachfront, and that's going to continue to increase. At Galveston jetties, still got some sheephead, which that's kind of on the tail end of their spawn, but lots and lots of fun and great eating. West Galveston Bay, the exchange down around San Luis Pass, always amazing. And then you can get on down to Matagorda and go after speckled trout on the south end of East Matagorda Bay. Talked to Captain Tommy Koontz this week, and he said we're getting real close to the beginning of triple tail time. So looking for structure, going after fish there. In behind Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, Padre Island, North Padre Island, just play it inside and out, back marsh areas or lake areas or the outside front of the beachfront. And Lower Laguna Madre, some really good fishing. Captain Austin Camacho reported that starting to see some more snook activity. So water temperature's warming up, and they're getting active. And don't forget, while federal waters don't open until June 1st for red snapper, we can still fish year-round out to 9 nautical miles in state waters.
Wonderful.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish have been plentiful from 2 to 30 feet deep on baited areas and bulkheads. Bass have been up on beds this past week, and sight fishing was good. Fork, bass are good with chatterbaits and spinnerbaits around spawning flats and secondary points in 1 to 4 feet of water. Frogs are producing a few catches on matted weeds in 1 to 3 feet. Topwater bites on. Small bait fish patterns are working well. The crappie are moving shallow. Small minnows are producing well. Sam Rayburn, number of fish spawning on shallow water bass are spawning on the banks, hitting white spinnerbaits and white swim jigs. Crappie are on the banks and spawned out. It's time to wade around the stumps for crappie. Okay, Toledo Bend, water temperature holding right around 60, 64 degrees. Lake is on the rise. Bass are good in 1 to 6 feet of water with frogs, wacky worms, cinchos, and Texas rig lizards. Post-spawn fish are starting to show up in 8 to 12 feet on shallow-running crankbaits in shad color or Carolina rigs. Tyler, crappie are good, spawning in shallow water and staging in 12 feet of water on brush piles with minnows and jigs. Bass are good in shallow water and are in 12 feet of water. Crankbaits and plastic worms are working. Texoma, striper fishing is about to break loose on live bait as the shad spawn approaches and the water temperatures are hitting 60. Plenty of fish being caught on flats and ledges in 25 to 45 feet of water. Bigger fish will hopefully finish their spawn this weekend with the full moon. Find dirty, warmer water near the ends of the lake and look at points in shallow water for spawning fish.
All right, heading to South Texas out in Zapata Way where Falcon Reservoir keeper catfish are being caught in 3 to 10 feet of water in a round structure with fresh-cut bait on a Santee rig. Trophy catfish have been good in 5 to 20 feet of water on fresh-cut bait or live bait. Brownwood, bass to 8.5 pounds are excellent in a foot in a, 1 to 5 feet of water all around the lake in spawning pockets on Hags Tornadoes. Cheat codes in white or green pumpkin, glide baits, and outlier frogs. Crappie are good in 11 inches on jigs. Means the crappie are really skinny water right now.
Okay.
Ivy, black bass are good with catches to 13 pounds with one 16 pounder caught last week, which we reported. A lot of fish to 3 pounds reported on shallow points and small pockets in 2 to 6 feet of water. Half ounce shad pattern crankbaits are small stick worms, rigged Texas rig with a quarter-ounce weight flipped around the brush has worked well. Meredith, sand bass have been great throughout the lake on silver spoons and artificial grubs. Crappie are good used in chartreuse jigs and minnows fished in Sanford Yank area. Off the dock and a few fish being pulled out of bugbees in the shallow areas. Walleye are great in the evening hours and early morning. Minnows, bottom bouncers, or floating worm harnesses have been caught. Trout, this is rainbow trout, folks, are great in Spring Canyon with a power bait and a number 10 small hook or split shot.
Ready to go to the hill country?
Sure.
Well, let us. Austin. Okay, bass are spawning with a lot of shallow fish, a lot of 1 to 3 pound fish with the occasional bigger bite fishing down the bank. Some bigger females are shallow and spawning quite a few beds around the lake right now. Grass seems to be the key when looking for bigger groups of fish. Wacky worms, drop shots, small swim baits, Texas rig worms are best. Buchanan. The crappie pattern is consistent with fish in all stages of the spawn. Bass are very good on points with crankbaits, topwater lures, or dragging a Carolina rig fluke. Shad are spawning in 2 to 5 feet of water up the river. Bass can be caught along the rocks in these areas with chatterbaits or crankbaits. Canyon, bass are very good around grass in 6 to 12 feet of water with swim baits, crankbaits, chatterbaits. White bass and stripers are good on the lower end with jigging spoons and small swim baits. Topwater bites should kick off for bass and stripers as the shad spawn kicks off. LBJ, fishing's good for bass. Work flats and drops off the bank for some bigger bites, throwing creature baits and lizards. Skipping docks with finesse jigs, Texas rig plastic like worms and craws and a fluke will catch some good ones. A shallow crankbait around the docks, points, and bulkheads will get some bites. Travis, fishing's great. Bass have moved up on the beds and are hungry. Mostly males with some females on beds and more to come up soon. Fish the coves and cuts and there's a lot of bass out of the grass flats. Work worms and creature baits, small swim baits in those areas for some big bites.
All right, on the hunting scene, need to mark your calendar because you turkey hunters that are hunting in the South Zone, that season is going to close April 27th. That's not that far away. North Zone will close May 11th. The one turkey counties will close April 30th. And opening on the 22nd of April will be the very limited availability. East Zone turkey season will run through May 14th. Don't forget our year-round season, two of them, other squirrel counties, and South Zone Javelina season, which runs through August 31.
Okay.
You got a piece of paper out, and we were talking about other things, types of propulsion.
You're trying to read upside down again. Anyway, I was both on and off the road. Great-looking vehicle, the 2025 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive ZR2 crew cab. It's a mid-sized truck, but this thing looks so much bigger. Maybe that's why they call it the Bison. But it really, really, really great looking. 2.7-liter Turbo Max 6, but it's pumping out 310 horsepower, 7,700 pounds of towing. This thing is loaded with the works. It had some side rails for protection, but I wish they'd been side steps. Even though it's a mid-size, my short self, I have a hard time crawling in this thing. But really, really good looking. Selectable lockers when you want to get off-road, very assorted off-road modes. Really beautiful interior. Got a remote start. That's kind of fine. Vehicle trailering app. Wireless phone charging, which is convenient. Heated steering wheel, which I love. Beautiful, gorgeous leather interior. Driver memory seat. Stow flex tailgate. Rocker panel protection. That's instead of the steps that I would wanted. Heated power outside windows. LED lamps. Really, really great style. Like I say, good handling. And loaded with the tech, like distance following, cruise control, things like that. Check it out. The base on it's 49. Loaded to the gills like this one was, it came up to, this is Bob money, 64. But really neat-looking vehicle and enough, I think, for most people. Very, very capable. Again, the 25 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive ZR2 crew cab Bison.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All the manufacturers for years used 150, 1500, mm-hmm.
Right.
250, yep. 2500. Mm-hmm. What class is this? Half ton or what?
Maybe a quarter. It's a midsize.
So it's smaller.
Yeah, it's a midsize.
It's a midsize.
It's a midsize truck.
Ah.
Oh, but three skid plates. I know you'd like that.
Yeah. Good. Glad to see the Bow Tie Club,
Yeah, that's right. Get on down the road. It's great looking. It really is a lot of style.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from off-road to off-water, up the creeks, with a paddle.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Spear Ag is also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Years ago, I met our guest on Southwest Outdoor Report, I think was the name. It went through several name changes. And Brian Hughes would introduce me before I would do On the Coast. He had Lone Star Lakes. And just kicking things around, and then found out that the guy can write as well.
Oh,
you know?
My.
and tapped him as our North Texas editor. And it's been a fun ride, and one I hope continues for many years to come. Brian, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great, doing great. Just don't ask me to write and chew gum at the same time.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, one thing that I really appreciate, and I've told you this privately, but I want to say it publicly, is you can, for those of us that are old school, mm-hmm. or think back to things that used to work,
right,
that still work.
Sure.
I mean, you bring up and point those things out, plus places you fish, and one of them, I think, is the most overlooked water in the state, and that's our creeks and rivers. What do you say?
Well, it's amazing that they don't get more attention than they do. And the river guys are probably going to be mad at us for this because they don't want any more competition out there. They shush, y'all quit talking about it. But right. Some of our rivers, creeks, and streams are some fantastic fisheries in Texas.
Yeah, and they've got some of them have their own species specific to them. I'm thinking right. of Guadalupe bass. But
yeah.
up in the North Texas area, I mean, y'all get rain, and that rain influences everything in kind of the eastern half of the state, flows all the way down into our coastal estuaries, and does a variety of things. We've gone through the white bass run. White bass are, I guess, now coming back into the lakes. What's the opportunity to either continue going upstream to where the rivers originate, or sticking closer to the mouth and the main reservoirs?
Well, it depends on where you want to be. One of the things, we're so blessed in Texas with so many good river systems and the reservoirs that are on them. Just two of our bigger rivers, the Trinity and the Brazos. The Trinity has 32 reservoirs on it, and the Brazos has 42. That's wow. 74 lakes in just two river systems. And when you talk about those river systems, in between all of those lakes is some fantastic fishing, sometimes above the lake, sometimes below the dam. And the two things that influence that right now, as you mentioned, the rains. A lot of lakes have been releasing water. Tuwakini, I saw photos a few days ago of Tuwakini having zillions of gallons flowing over the spillway. Might want to give that another few days to settle down before you try to get on that river system, which is the Sabine. You might want to wait a little bit before you try to access that portion of the Sabine, let it settle down a little bit.
Gotcha. All right. When it comes to fishing up the rivers, you're not going to use your you know, fiberglass boat really to speak of unless you've made that run. I'm thinking of white bass fishermen and the John boats. I think slow when I'm thinking river fishing. Is that kind of an accurate assessment?
It both yes and no.
Okay.
Depending on which river and what portion thereof, it can be a slow endeavor. Or if you, for instance, if you're looking at something like Lake Whitney on the Brazos River system above the lake, they've got good populations of bass, and even a few smallmouth are making a comeback. And you can fish that with your typical bass baits, spinner baits, and you can just run, let the current push you down, and just run all the cover with your baits, and you'll do well.
Yeah, Brian, I want to go back to Bill, and I won't mention both our ages, but looking about what we did in the past, because I mean, I have so many fond memories of my early fishing with my grandfather with a cane pole and a bobber on the Llano River, and we caught enough fish to keep us happy, you know. And then every once in a while, we'd step up maybe and go over to Buck Hannon. But I mean, there's a lot that can be done on a lake, and there's a lot to say about sitting there on a bank with that cane pole and watching that bobber and seeing when it's going to drop.
Absolutely, and a lot of the river systems in Texas, Parks and Wildlife is doing a great job, and they're trying to increase access to many of our rivers. They've opened new sites on both the Brazos and San Marcos rivers for fishing and paddling and kayaking and whatnot. But a lot of times, you can simply take a portion of a river, stream, creek, whatever it may be, where it crosses a roadway, and you can access it by the bank right there at the bridge that crosses over the waterway. And that'll be public access 99% of the time. It's not going to be an issue. We're a private land state, and a lot of times you cannot access some of these waters in a nearby or easily reachable fashion because it would be private land. And if you just want to get out and catch a few fish, there's a lot of places you can go around those bridges and fish from the bank and just have a wonderful afternoon.
Well, also, if you've got somebody, you know, a friend or a family member that'll help you out, you can, a lot of these rivers, obviously, you can have your nice little small boat and put it in one place and drift down to where you get out and they pick you up.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned kayaks. That's becoming hugely popular.
Yeah.
With the kayak crowd, because it's so easy to get one of the, as opposed to a 14-foot John boat, a little kayak off the top of the truck and into the water, and someone can drive a vehicle down. And if there's two of you, you can drive a vehicle down to the takeout, drive back up to the put-in, drop in, fish all day, and come out right there with a vehicle to take you back.
Right.
Yeah. Or call Uber.
There you go. You're right.
I need an Uber. I have a kayak.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Brian, if you would, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about river fishing in Texas with Brian Hughes right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal North Texas editor Brian Hughes. Harold brought up a point talking about cane pole and bobbers, which is kind of a great starting point. But the progression of tackle, do you see more river fishermen using level line or spinning gear, Brian?
Again, a yes and no question. And by that, I simply mean it depends on what they're fishing for. You know, our rivers also have great catfish populations and alligator gar populations, especially something like the Trinity around Livingston would be a good place to fish for gar. And obviously those guys are going to use the level line stuff. They're going to use 100-pound braid and such as that. But for probably 70% of the river fishing, especially you mentioned the Guadalupe, the Llano, these streams are going to have smaller fish. I think of the Brazos as well, down below the lake a little bit. There's some runs that are shallow, and they're going to have smaller fish. And you're going to want to use 6 to 8 pound test and things like your road runners or rooster tails. And for that, you can't beat spinning gear.
No, that's for sure. One of the things that I have been intrigued with, and correct me if I'm wrong, at one time, didn't Whitney have walleye?
It did for a brief period. They didn't take off like they did with the smallmouth on Whitney.
Okay.
And parks, again, our Parks and Wildlife Department's probably the best in the country. I'd put it up against anybody. In their infinite wisdom, they went further north to do the walleye, and now, of course, it's Meredith where you'll find those fish.
Absolutely, and I get excited about, you know, that opportunity.
Good boy, yeah.
Even though that lake is way low, the opportunity to fish for those walleye are absolutely great. You mentioned kayak, let's talk about that, because there's a real crossover between fresh and saltwater. I mentioned with me as a young man, I used to wade the muck in the back shorelines in Galveston Bay, West Galveston Bay. Now I'm a heart attack candidate. So I'd rather get in a kayak and float over it. On a lake, take that same kayak, and rather than using the big engine to run all over, you know, the lake, really focus on a cove or an area and learn it well as just a teaching tool, learning tool. What do you say to that approach?
Well, the first boat I ever, real boat I ever had, was just a 12-foot boat. It was called a puddle jumper, small fiberglass, two seats, but they were inline, little 15-horse motor. And there wasn't any point in launching and trying to run across a lake or 5 miles up the river. It was going to take all day to get there. So you learn to launch near where you want to fish, and you fish that area very thoroughly, and because there's no point in firing up and going somewhere else. I caught the biggest fish I've ever caught out of that little boat because I took the time, put in the effort, and spent the time in one place to fish it thoroughly, as opposed to saying, oh, it's been 5 minutes, let's fire up and run over there.
Yeah. As you were talking and talking about the puddle jumper, smaller craft, the importance of always filing a float plan, particularly yes. If you're going to remote areas and letting people know where you're going to put in, where you're going, and what's your return. And I think that's extremely true for remote areas like our rivers.
Absolutely. And the smaller the craft, the more important it is. If you're running a 24-foot center console up the upper end of the Brazos above Whitney for sand bass, your chances of getting into trouble, they're there, but they're slimmer than they are in a 12-foot aluminum boat with a 6-horsepower motor on the back. And Clint Eastwood in Dirty Harry said, a man's got to know his limitations. And that is so, so true in boating. And so don't challenge something you're not equipped for, but even then, yes, you should let someone know where you're going. And should you change your mind, which I've seen happen, I've seen guys get in the truck, they hook up the boat, they're headed to Lake XYZ, and they see that the Bass Blaster 2000 tournament's on Lake XYZ this morning. Oh, gosh, well, let's run over to the river instead.
Right.
If something happens, you told everybody you were going to Lake XYZ. All the help is going to go look there.
Yeah.
So be sure if you do change those plans, let somebody know.
Also, of course, if you're the fellow in the 12-footer, you got to be very careful about the guy in the 24-footer with a big engine.
I have stories.
I'm sure.
On both ends, actually.
Right.
I think, yes, especially the things like the kayaks are so low to the water and so easy in a 2 or 3 foot swell to not see. I really like it when I see those long fiberglass whips with a big orange or yellow flag on top that tells me there's something over that little hump of water that I can't see through. There's something on the other side of that.
Absolutely. Before we run out of time, I'm going to shift gears on you real quick because crappie and catfish spawn is underway or getting underway, wrapping up. That's shallow water at its best, I think.
Yeah. And right now, I'll tell you, we haven't talked a lot yet about the new Lake Bodark, but it is on fire. Crappie fishermen, you can't imagine how good it is right now. And that would be a great place to go and work up in those shallow bushes and brush to catch some crappie right now.
Well, as always, just a wealth of information you are. And folks, you can read Brian's words of wisdom every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. And we really do appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News, my friend.
I appreciate being here. Do I have another 20 seconds?
You do. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right. You mentioned at the top that we had met through the TV show. And actually, I want to remind you that we both hunted the Diamond Cave Ranch back when the Polaris Ranger was introduced, and I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yes, I do.
But we shared a Polaris when it was brand new. They invited us to come out and hunt, and we got to share a Ranger for a day.
Right. It's funny how paths cross and friendships are made.
And I appreciate you, Bill.
You too.
Well, I appreciate both of you, Brian. I want you to know that. Okay. Thank you, Brian. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got coming up?
Well, there we go. April 15th, Houston Chapter Ducks Unlimited Evening of Conservation Fundraising Banquet in Houston, held at Gordy and Sons down on Wall Drive. For information on that, go to ducks.org. It ought to be, shouldn't it?
Yep, that's one of them.
April 22nd to May 14th, Eastern Turkey Season, limited East Texas counties. Available locations. For info on that, consult the Parks and Wildlife website, app, or the Outdoor Annual. And either go to a fundraiser or go turkey hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And in case we have a good hurricane season, you need more lighting, friends. Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, has flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more, and kits that have one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day shipping. TEXAS20 is the code at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Brian Hughes, Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas editor. Harold, it's one of the, you know, one of the challenges of dealing with, you know, and having younger friends, because they bring stuff back from the past that you had not thought of in a while.
Right.
But great guy, great information, and really ought to check him out in Texas Outdoors Journal each and every month. This is the time of year when we got to be nimble.
Okay.
Hunting, fishing.
Right.
Fishing, hunting, and
weather.
Weather, yeah. And, you know, we've got bucks that are still recovering from the rigors of the rut.
Right.
Got mama deer carrying babies that are going to be putting them on the ground. Mm-hmm. They're going to be lactating soon. I think we've got James Frank, the blind.
Ah.
He's going to be our guest next week.
We can talk about that cottonseed feeder.
That's right. We sure can. Plus a whole bunch more.
All right. Do remember, if you want a whole bunch more, go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, and we archive all the shows. So go up and just click on where it says listen to the show. You go, what was he talking about? Let me find that again, and you can do it. And, of course, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or out there in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.